Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome, will you open the prayer line with prayer, please?
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we just praise you, Father, for this time tonight. We thank you for this word that's about to come forth, a word that's going to give us strength, a word that's going to give wisdom, a word that's going to give direction. Father, we thank you for this word going out and not returning back void, but accomplishing what it was sent out to do. So, Father, we ask that you would drive out any kind of distraction that is contrary to this word that is going out, that it won't hinder it. And, Father, we ask that your anointing would flow over this line, and we thank you that the people on this line will be encouraged and will be blessed by the word, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our Full Gospel House of Prayer Tuesday night prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We also have a service on Wednesday night, and our Wednesday night prayer line is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Then during our in-person once-a-month Sunday service, you can tune in to the entire church service live on that same 916 number. You can also write in your prayer request to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. You can also write in those prayer requests to our website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. We also have a Facebook, and that's FGH Prayer, Sacramento, California. We have a Twitter, and that's FGH Prayer. We are planning our next in-person service for Sunday, June 12th. Our in-person services begin at 12:30, and mask wearing is appreciated. We will be meeting inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320 L as in Love Street, and the city of Modesto, California, 95354. We enter in the rear. Just a reminder, we're continuing to use Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It's very simple. You will log into your Zelle account, and then you will type in Full Gospel House of Prayer. We're linked with that email address, which again is fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you're using the P.O. Box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. And now Sister Penny has a special announcement.
Thank you, Sister Tamara. Yes, the special announcement is that we will have baptism coming this summer, and anyone who is interested in becoming baptized in the name of Jesus, please give me a phone call or you could text me. My phone number is 209 area code 818-3531. Again, that's 209-818-3531. Just reach out to us some way, somehow. You could also reach us, prayer@yahoo.com. You could email, send us a text, or give me a phone call. Thank you.
It is now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phone when you're not speaking. God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yes, this is Sister Dolores. And my granddaughter was in the hospital. She was really sick for a few days, and she couldn't eat anything. And you prayed for her. And after a couple of days, she came out fine. She's eating. She wasn't even eating meat. She asked for some chicken, for my daughter to make her some chicken. So she's doing very well right now. Thank God, and thank you.
Praise the Lord, Sister Dolores. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor, this is Chawanda. I sent in a prayer request, I think last week, asking you to pray for my appetite because I had lost it. Well, I know you prayed, and my appetite has came back. I've been eating up everything, And I just thank God, and I also thank you for your prayers. God bless.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes, Pastor, this is Brother Matthews. I just want to give thanks to the Lord, you know what I mean? I had a revelation this week. Pastor Smith, I know you don't know this about me, but I used to be Muslim, and I converted to Christianity. And I realized a big difference, and I'm just really thankful for it this week because God showed me it. And I was lacking all the love in Islam. And it made me really realize, you know, Islam didn't really have the love in it that Christ has. And I'm just thankful for it because I could see it from the way that I felt when I was doing it. I was being kind to people because I felt like I had to. It made me disciplined, but it didn't actually allow me to have my heart in it. So I'm just thankful for that. I'm thankful for the growth that God has given me, and thank you.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes, Pastor. This is exactly. I just thank God for his grace and mercy every day.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony?
I do, Pastor. A few of the girls I work with and stuff is out sick, you know, and I had just been working doubles and because yesterday I went to work and my body was so sore, like I could barely move. I could feel every single hair on my head, you know, and everyone was telling me, hey, you know, you're probably getting sick. You should just go home. And honestly, like, I was like, you know what, I'm going to go home because I don't want to get nobody else sick, you know, and I do patient care. So I go home and I'm getting in bed, right, and I'm starting to do that, I'm getting sick, you know, it's probably the flu, it's this and that. And then I remember you said, don't speak that into your life. And I go, you know what, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, and I'm praying for the healing virtues of Jesus, right? And I lay down, I went to sleep. Do you know I got up today and I am, like, healthy. Just healthy, because I refuse to speak that into my life. And I just wanted to share that. Thank you.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Thank God for another Tuesday night. So glad it finally got here. I thank God that we're listening in as a family tonight. God bless.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony? If there isn't more testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you tonight for this Word. This word is for those that are followers of Christ. They are not shaken with all the things that's happening in this world, God. They are not shaken because they are being maintained by your strength. So, God, I thank you. The world is shaken because there's changing times. But, God, your word is standing. So, Father, I thank you tonight that the people of God are going to draw for your strength tonight in your word. Because, God, your word will give them the ability to stand. And I thank you for it by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Please turn to 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 5. And 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, verses 16 and 18. 16 through 18. Again, 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5. 2 Timothy 4. 16 through 18. Get those two books, could you please? Amen.
Amen.
This is a word of encouragement for the believers tonight. So much is going on because of the times we're living in. Things are so erratic and unstable. We're going to pray for the families there in Buffalo that lost family members. And so these are perilous times. Because the world is so shaken. But this is a word to remind the saints of God that the finger of God pointed these things out through his word. The Holy Spirit was so committed to making sure we understand what will occur in the last day. So the fingers of God, through his word, the scripture, pointed all of these things out. The Holy Spirit was so committed to the believers so they wouldn't be shaken. because we're in the last days, and Satan is working as hard as possible in the world, causing people not to desire God. And this is a time now as never before not to drift away from our source. He's our source tonight. He's our strength tonight. Not to drift, but to stay in a place of prayer and stand on the word of God and reading the scripture. This is a time not to drift away with the pleasure of this world, saints of God, because we are in changing times. Things are so inconsistent, so unsteady, so uncertain, so unstable. So this word is for us tonight, that because of the spirit of the loving God pointing his finger, prophetic by the word, he was so committed to making sure that believers will understand what will occur in the last days. God is so good. He wanted us to know what was going to happen in the future and what things would occur so we would not be shaken. It's a time now that it's changing times. Everything is moving so swiftly and so unstable. It's such a shift. It's dangerous time. It's unsafe time. It's hazardous time. But God have us in a place when we're drawing near to him, our strength will be maintained because of the Spirit of God. Even though everything around us is shaking, saints of God, is in our face. But the Spirit of God has supplied his strength to his saints. We're going to begin at 2 Timothy 3, 1-5, please.
And it reads, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, in contempt, fierce, despisers of those traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away."
These are the characteristics of perilous times. God is so good. He's pointed his fingers to us about the future, on what will occur before the coming of Christ. Dangerous times, dangerous people. He said, remember, there will be difficult times in the last days. People will be selfish, greedy, boastful, conceited, insulting, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unkind, merciless, slanderous, violent, haters of good, full of pride, love of pleasure rather than God, having a form of God, but rejecting the power of God's word. He said, keep away from such people. This is the word of God. These are the characteristics of perilous time. And the finger of God pointed it to us. He was so committed to his disciples. He wanted them to understand what will occur in the last days. So we're in this time, changing times, thanks to God. A time where people are callous and insensitive and cold, and they're unmoved about what you're going through. They're untouched. They're rootless and wicked. But God so loved us, he pointed his prophetic finger so we will not be ignorant, so we will understand what will occur in the last days. And so this is the word tonight, Spirit of God, want you and I to know that he's our strength in this shaken world. It's a time that everything that can be shaken is being shaken tonight. Because things are such in a transitional setting, so unstable. But the Spirit of God forewarns us that it's a time now that you must acknowledge him in all of your ways. And lean not to your understanding, but acknowledge him in all of your ways. And he said, I shall direct your path. And there's some foolish believers who feel that they don't have to pray and acknowledge God every day to direct them. But the word of God, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, say, lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways. He shall direct your path. That means in everything you do, you got to rely on the strength of God to direct you, to guide you, to lead you, and not trust your own self. Because we can see so far, but he sees all the way, saints of God. We got to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding.
Hallelujah.
But we're in an hour that there's so many proud people that do whatever they want to do and say, there's no need of praying about everything. But the Bible says man ought to always pray and not to faint. If you don't pray, you are going to faint in this hour. If you don't study God's word, you will be misled in this hour. It's time to stand on the scripture. It's time to draw nigh to God. In order for God to keep us in this shaken world, thanks to God, this is for real. Because we're around, it's in the church, it's out the church. You know that the world is callous. We know that the world is heartless. We know that the world is unmoved when they see we're going through. But that spirit has crept into the church. That's the rootless spirit, saints of God. That's a spirit that disregards others. It's a spirit that's insensitive to the needs of people. And it's around us everywhere. It's just around us. It's a callous spirit. But tonight, this is a word of deliverance. This is a word to get our eyes on the Lord Jesus, to draw near to him. As Moses said in the book of Hebrew, why enjoy sin, the pleasure of sin for a season? It is changing times. And the thing that used to stand for a long time no longer happens, thanks to God. Things shift so quickly. Things are so uncertain now. And 2 Timothy 4:16 to 18, you're going to see what Paul says about this. So you can gird yourself up. So the Spirit of God can undergird you in this hour. Because things are changing before our very eyes. And sometimes we think people are with us when they are not with us. And the time when you have need of a human, many times they're going to let you down in this hour, saints of God. They're going to turn on you, saints of God.
Yes,
they're going to leave you, saints of God.
Yes,
but I
God.
Want you to know tonight, he said, I will not forsake you. He said, I will never leave you. And you're going to see by the word of God. 2 Timothy 4:16 to 18, please.
And it reads, at my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsake me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
This is Paul proclaiming the gospel. and letting the saints know, Paul was pleading to the Lord for those weak saints who deserted him, that their action would not be laid to their charge. This man was interceding, praying, pleading with God that the weak friends that he thought was his friends, fake friends, who deserted him, that the action that would not be laid to their charge. And this is what he says. He said, the Lord stayed with me, and he gave me strength so that I was able to proclaim the full gospel of all to the Gentiles to hear. He said, I was rescued from death. The Lord will rescue me from all evil and take me safely into the heavenly kingdom. Saints, this is so real tonight. Because people are going to desert you. They deserted Jesus. He asked the 12, will you leave me also? And they said, where will we go, Lord? But this is Paul pleading, interceding for those weak friends who deserted him, that it would not be laid to their charge. He said, but the Lord was with me. He gave me strength. God wants you to know tonight, I don't care how things are shaken. I don't care how things are so disturbed. I don't care how callous people are. The Lord is going to be your strength in this hour, saints of God. And God don't want you to be shaken about the news, about the things you're hearing around the world, what's happening in the world system. For the Lord going to give you durability. And the Spirit of God going to bring reinforcement to you, saints of God. God going to go into that place, and whatever you have need of, he going to give you holding power to hold on. He going to give you the holding ability to stay strong. God's going to accommodate you in everything you have need of. And when he does those great things, he's going to strengthen you in your talent. He's going to strengthen you in your gifts. He's going to strengthen you in those things that he has caused you to be skillful in. He's going to go in with his ability and going to accommodate you. So God don't want you to be shaken when people around you desert you, when they appear to be callous and sensitive to your needs. That's what Paul was saying. The Lord gave me strength. The Lord stayed with me. This is so real, saints of God. God wants you to know tonight, you're hearing all about all this stuff that's going on, all of this killing and all of this unrest and all of this hatred. It's unspeakable. But the Lord wants you and I to know tonight, the Lord is our strength. And we're not going to lean to our own understanding, but in all our ways, we're going to acknowledge him so he can direct us and lead us where to go, where not to go, what to do, who to hang out with, who to stay away from. This is all in the word of God. He said in his word, keep away from such people. Those bad characteristics, stay away from them. You know how some people just hang around with people with bad spirit and make excuses why they're hanging around such people? But the word of God said, keep away from such people. We're in the world, we're not of the world. That means at that time we have to be in that company. We must do our business and get out of there. We don't make time for such things. We don't sit down and plan for such things. The word of God say, keep away from such people. But so many are so caught up with their friendship, with the people they like to hang out with the people they like to accommodate to say they're okay. When the word of God has given us a clear characteristic of such people in these difficult times, when you have to take care of business, when you have to be in that presence of such people, these characteristics that God has just revealed by his word. We must do it in the name of Jesus for that purpose that God has set that up. But we don't sit down, plan, and have an agenda to be in those kind of gatherings. We don't. It's not the word of God. But there are some people that they love those kind of atmosphere. They love to be in those places. They love to dine with those kind of spirits. They love to hang out with those kind of spirits. But the word of God said that it's root, they're rootless, they're unmerciful, they're impolite, they're heartless, they're cold in their heart. But he wants you and I to know tonight that he is our strength. I don't care how everything is shaking. Everything is in an uproar. But God is telling us tonight by his word, I'm going to give you durability. I'm going to give you the ability. I'm going to give you absolute help. I'm not shaking, saints of God, because I know the word of God has already prepared me for such things, for such things to happen. I love my family. I love my children. But I love God greater. I pray for their deliverance. I pray that they fall in love with the Lord. I can't make them. I ask that God will draw them. But I'm not going to get caught up. I'm not going to get caught up in their mess. I'm not going to use excuses about their mess. I'm going to pray for them that the Spirit of God will draw them. That means I will have one sister, and she is in another faith that don't believe in Jesus. I pray for her daily that the Spirit of God will open her mind's eye and give her revelation of Jesus Christ. But we're on two different platforms. She have a special Bible, but I have the King James. But I love her with the love of God because I desire her not to perish. But I'm not going to no kingdom hall. I'm not going to do that. But I thank God. She don't understand it. But one day I pray that she will. Saints, this is real. It's time to draw nigh unto the Lord. It's time to seek him at a time we can find him. It's time to pray and not faint. He said in his word in Luke 18, he said, man ought to always pray and not faint. That means always pray. You consult God before you do anything. You acknowledge him in all of your ways. But people are proud now, and they want to do their thing. And they get caught up, they get tangled up, they get in distress, and their whole life is disturbed. But this is a night that the Spirit of God, by his word, is telling us tonight, don't be shaken on the things you read, the things you hear, the news media. Why? Because the finger of God pointed the future to us to foretell us what will occur at the end of the age. This is facts, and this is the word of God. So what? I'm encouraging you tonight, don't be shaken, saints of God, because God going to bless you going in and you're coming out. God going to protect you. He going to have his angel encamp right about you to deliver you. The Spirit of God going to thrust out the enemy before your very face. He going to bless you with his righteousness and give you favor, saints of God. He going to uphold you unto his word. I'm speaking word tonight. Everything that come out of my mouth is word tonight. He going to preserve your going out and your coming in. He's going to protect you because he has strengthened you. He will not allow you to go into dangerous places if you acknowledge him. He's going to tell you what to do and what not to do. Why? Because you've been led by his spirit, because you're sons of God. God is in control. I don't care what I'm seeing. It's not by my feelings or my emotion. We pray, but we stand in the strength of God, because he is our source tonight. And the Spirit of God wants us to pray for those who's out of the will of God, to those who don't acknowledge him, to those that don't desire him. That's what Paul was saying, that God gave him a message for the Gentiles. But Satan was moving in every area he possibly could to shut Paul down. But the Spirit of God was his strength, and the Spirit of God rescued him. I'm talking to disciples tonight, to those that followers of Jesus Christ. God is your strength tonight, and I don't care what the enemy try to entangle you in. God shall be your rescue. God gonna get you out. God shall back you up. God gonna be your reinforcement. What will he do? Bring recovery to everything the devil thinks you've lost. Because he's going to save you, saints of God. He's going to take every shackle that want to bind you up. That's what rescue means. He's our reinforcement, saints of God. And his favors shall spring forth for you. Do you think I'm worried? I'm not worried. I'm going to give you just a tiny illustration. Because inflation, everything's so out of control. And so the newspaper person called me today, wanted me to continue to get the paper. I've been getting the paper from this company for over maybe 25 years. And I was only paying like $13 a month because I only get Sunday's paper. And then I get a notice that it was from $13 to $61. I say, I can go to CVS right down the street and get me a paper on Sunday morning. And so when they call wondering why I had declined to sign up, I said, you going from $13 up to $67? I don't need your paper. And thank you. And I just put my phone down. I'm talking about standing, saying, this is a simple illustration. Standing. We got to learn how to stand. I get a call back from the same company today. Ms. Smith, you've been a faithful customer, and we thought about it. How about $12 a month? I said, sounds good. I go for that. But I had to stand. That's a simple illustration. I had to stand. Why? Because I acknowledged God. I say, CVS is right down the street, lady. I can go get a paper for $4. I'm not paying no $60-some a month for a weekend, for weekends only. Saints, it's time to stand and acknowledge God, not to rush into anything, not to be shaken, not to be overwhelmed. Why? Because God going to back you up. God going to go into that place and deliver you and give you all the benefits you need. But there are those that don't know how to wait on God, don't want to wait on God, want microwave blessings when the word of God does not work like that. There's a season and a time, and now we are in a season of change. It's changing time, saints of God. Things are so unstable, so unsteady. you and I must learn to trust in the Lord as never before and to lean not to our own understanding. That's in everything in our daily bread will be given to us by God. That's everything daily. But foolish people will move out of the will of God, won't acknowledge God, won't allow God to direct them, and won't allow God to lead them. Then they get in a mess, and they want him right now. I need you right now. And many times we have to wait upon the Lord. And it don't happen right now, right at the time you say you feel like I need him right now. When you done made a mess, saints of God, it is changing time and some will not receive the word. But the word of God will stand on his own leg. It's strength and it will not fail. The word of God's going to stand in this hour. And I can go on and on and tell you how I'm standing on the Lord, even about my business affairs. I'm waiting on God. I'm not going to be pushed into making decisions that the Lord is saying, wait, I have something better for you. I had to tell my attorney that. 2 days ago, I said, I'm waiting. I have a great attorney. His name is Jesus. And he can go into those places you cannot go. I'm waiting on the Lord. And when you wait on the Lord, he'll send in reinforcement. When you wait on the Lord, he will spring forth and give you favors. When you wait on the Lord, he'll bring recovery from your loss. It's time to get his support, for him to back you up as never before. It's time to wait ye upon the Lord and draw nigh unto him as never before, because we're in changing times. It's just a transition that we cannot stop. It's unpredictable. When the time things is uncertain and inconsistent and unstable, but the Spirit of God is stable. He's reliable. He will maintain you, saints of God. He will absolutely hold you up and give you the ability to stand. But you have to get in your heart that I'm going to wait upon the Lord. And when you wait upon the Lord, he brings in reinforcement. And you don't know where that reinforcement is going to come from, north, south, east, and west. Wherever it comes from, send it, Holy Spirit, because I'm going to wait. So this word is tonight encouraging you. Don't be shaken on what's going on. Because if you're a follower of Christ Jesus, his finger pointed to these things, his prophetic finger, that he said, even though these times are shaken and there are callous people around you, I'm your strength and I'm going to save you from danger. I'm going to back you up. He cannot lie, saints of God. So what I'm saying, God wants you to rely on him tonight as never before, and draw nigh to the Lord. And don't let anything cause you to drift away from your source tonight. Because he's your source and he's your strength. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, Pastor Smith. This is Sister Shirley. I'm requesting prayer for Miss Vi. She's here with us tonight. And she's having trouble with her right eye and in her shoulder. She's having pain. She would like prayer tonight. I also would like prayer for my second born. I was up at 3:30 a.m. this morning just in time to see a post from him saying that he couldn't breathe. So later on I talked to his wife, and he was recovering fine. He was breathing. So I would like prayer for him as well. Thank you so very much.
Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight? if there is any more prayer requests. Father?
I do, Pastor.
Okay. Who need prayer?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Maddie. I just want prayer. So my daughter is in a really bad relationship, and she has asked to come and live with me. She has two babies, you know, the one she just had. And I honestly cannot fit nobody in here, you know, where I'm staying at now. So I'm asking God to just make a way.
Anyone else have need a prayer tonight?
I do, Pastor.
Yes,
this is Sister Dockery.
Okay, Sister Dockery.
I asked for prayer for Faith Ann. She was feeling a little under the weather this weekend, so I just asked for prayer for her.
Okay. Anyone else have any a prayer?
Yes, Pastor. There's a shortage on baby formula, and a lot of parents are not able to get baby formula, so I would like prayer for that.
Anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, Pastor Smith. This is Deacon Ray. All right, couldn't get on during testimony time, but I just want to thank God for another year. Yesterday was my 40th birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And I just want continued strength, guidance, mercy, and grace to fill my life and the lives of my family members.
Okay, anyone else have need of prayer? This is real, thanks to God. You see the forecast. You read the news. It's time to observe and watch and pray as never before and yield to the Lord for our strength, because the Spirit of the Lord is so committed to you and I as believers, so that we wouldn't be shaken when these things occur. The Holy Spirit, His prophetic hand, prophesied by His word that these things shall occur. So we know that we're in changing time, a time of violence. We're in a time that everything is unstable. So He forewarned us. And He said, even if people desert you, that's what Paul said, God will give you strength. Even when they said they will never, He said, God will give you strength. And He will stay with you, saints of God. And most of all, He will bring deliverance to your life. That means whatever you've gone through and it looked like you're going to never get recovery, He's going to restore. He's going to give you favors again. He's going to go into that place and give you the ability to stand in His power. And that's what we need now as never before. A job cannot do that. Your family cannot do that. Your possession cannot do that. Only one can do this is the Lord Jesus. But we get so caught up and things that's tangible. Because everybody needs God's help in this hour. So I've gotten in a place when people change or when people drift away, I know God has something better for me. Because this is the word of God. It's the word. Anytime some people cut you off, God has something better for you, saints of God. Anytime you are deserted, you are forsaken, you are abandoned, God has something better for you. He brings you into a place of recovery. Why? Because He's your strength, not from people. And so this is a day and a time not to be shaken. Know that God will go into that place, because He's giving you skills. He's giving you talent. He's giving you gifts. He'll go into that place and strengthen every gift He's given you, every skillful talent He has given you, The Spirit of God will go into that place and give you durability that you will hold fast to him as he bring recovery, and he will keep you safe from any dangerous spirit. And it's absolute his word. Father, I come by the authority of your name tonight, that the Holy Spirit will take over, that no flesh will be glorified, for you said to acknowledge you in all our ways, and you shall direct our path. Father, Satan is at work, causing the world not to desire you. The believers can't grip in this hour. The believers can't be shaken in this hour. They must stay in constant prayer without ceasing and spending time with you so they can rely on you for your source of strength. Father, this is for followers of Jesus Christ in this hour, because you said we are in changing times and that these things will occur. So I pray in the name of Jesus for the families that have lost a loved one there in Los Angeles at the church, for the loved ones that was lost there in Buffalo, and all around the country, God, in Las Vegas, in all these cities, God, where there's violence. I pray, oh God, for you to strengthen your people. Did they know where to go, when to stand still, to acknowledge you before going out and coming in, that you will preserve them in this hour, Father. They need you to lead and guide them as never before. They need you to take charge of their lives, oh God. We must come as dear little children, innocent before God. Unless we come like a child, your word says we cannot even enter into the kingdom of God. We must have childlike faith as never before. So, Father, I thank you for the believers who have that childlike faith, that's unshaken, God, that know their Father shall take care of them, that he will be their strength. And whenever danger is lurking, he shall rescue them. Father, I thank you tonight in Jesus' name, that the families that have lost their loved one, that you comfort them tonight, God. Whatever they're going through in their mind, that the Spirit of God heal them, Father. Heal them tonight in Jesus' name, that the comforting Spirit of the Holy Ghost will go into that place and heal them from their loss in Jesus' name. I pray for Sister Robinson as I talked with her the other day, that you will heal her, God, for the loss of her daughter. There's so much is going on. It's changing times. There's so much is going on that's shifting. Things are so erratic and so unstable. But God, you are consistent and you are stable, God. And God, I thank you tonight that your strength go forth and give them durability. Empower them to stand tonight in the name of Jesus. That lurking spirit of Satan is walking to and forth in the earth, seeking whom he can devour. That the saints be covered and protected tonight in Jesus' name. That they begin to lean on the horns of the altar and lay their loved ones at the altar and surrender them to God. Surrender their mothers, their fathers, their sisters, their brothers, their children, their husbands and their wives. Oh, God, all their possessions. That they begin to lay at the altar and cast every care upon you. Because things are changing. But the Spirit of God says, I'm unchangeable. So, Father, I thank you tonight. You undergird them with your strength tonight and preserve them in this wicked world. Because, Father, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. And your word, God, gave us the characteristics of perilous times. Around callous people, insensitive people, we're going to have to meet them. But God, you protect us. For we have to be in the company of callous people, of cold people, People that's indifferent towards us, God. People that's not merciful and ruthless. Keep us when we're before the wicked, Father. That the Spirit of God will give us strength and always rescue us. And God, I thank you for it tonight. By faith in Jesus' name. Sister Shirley, your friend asked her to place her hand on her eye. Father, I thank you. Whatever parts of her body that's in pain, that the virtues of Jesus go in and touch those parts of her body. Your word said, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. Father, I thank you that the Spirit of God come against anything, any inflammation in her eye, that the Spirit of God would cast out any spirit of infirmity. Matthew 8:16 over her with your word, God. That the spirit of infirmity, loosen in the name of Jesus. Say the Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name. You say, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. You say, with my stripes you will heal. I thank you for your healing virtues to touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. And God, I thank you for completely restoring her into good health by faith. Father, I thank you for the Spirit of God to breathe on her child, the one with the breathing problem, that the Spirit of God will breathe the breath of God in their lungs, that their lungs will be clear, that nothing will come against their breathing. I thank you for your virtues not to touch every part that causes him to breathe, that he will breathe properly tonight, that the Spirit of God will overthrow anything that will come against his health. And I thank you, God, that you are his healer. You sent your word to heal us and to save us from destruction. I thank you that your word has been sent tonight, and he's saved from destruction by faith in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for opening up a door of housing for Maddie's daughter and her children. Father, you have a door that she can walk through. Open up a door that no one can close. Give her favors, oh God. Deliver her, God, from this relationship that's not good. Save her, God, and save the partner, whoever that person is, God. I thank you for salvation to draw them, Father. I thank you for opening up a door of housing, that, God, you take care of her and her children and supply every need. And I thank you that you open up a door that no one can shut. I give you praise for Revelation 3:8. It's declared over her life that you would establish for her, God, that she'll walk into sure houses by faith in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for touching Faith Ann, for whatever have her feeling bad, that the Spirit of God will restore, make well, and bring healing. Ward off any disease, any sickness, any illness in Jesus' name. Overthrow it, Father, by your word and your spirit. And I thank you for the spirit of healing to touch her body tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you tonight for the families of God, for the babies that need formula. Father, you know every hidden thing. Expose everything, God, that's hidden concerning the need for these babies. Expose any hidden thing, God. Anything, oh God, that need to be exposed, expose every hidden thing, God. And I thank you for milk for the babies, God. Because everything that's hidden, God, bring exposure tonight so the babies will have milk, that the mothers will not be worried. And I thank you for the exposure tonight in Jesus' name, that every need will be met for the babies in Jesus' name. And God, I thank you for the family of God to be strengthened worldwide. In Jesus' name, because we're in a time where everything is topsy-turvy, the world is shaking, but the saints of God is standing on the word. Because you gave me a vision, God, about 4 days ago, and I just seen fruit, plenty of fruit, good fruit. God, your favors is over your people. And I was saying, oh, my goodness, we need help for this fruit. Father, send on help. Oh, it's harvest time. and your favors, O God, is upon harvest workers. And you shall bless them, God. You showed that to me, Father. You going to bless them, O God. You're going to support them. You're going to give them favors. You're going to bring reinforcement in every area that want to shake them. And anything tonight, I speak by faith that you bring recovery to the believers. Anything they lost, oh God, bring recovery from the loss. Assist them in every area they have need of tonight in Jesus' name. And give them your strength, your holding power, your holding ability. They're going to stand in Jesus' name. And God, I thank you for the reinforcement that the Spirit of God strengthened them in their talents, their gifts, and the things that you've called them to be skilled for them. They have skills in. Strengthen them in their skills. Open up doors suddenly and bring reinforcement. And I give you praise, and I give you thanksgiving for it by faith, because it's harvest time, and you show me the food, God. And you shall bless your people in this hour. I don't care how the world is uncertain, is shaken. Your people is standing in you for your source of strength to enable them to stand. And I thank you for it by faith in Jesus' name. Saints, be encouraged. God wants you to know everything around us, being a changing time. But he pointed it to us by his fingers, through his word. And as Paul said, God was his strength. And God stayed with him. And God rescued him from every evil. God shall do it for you also. Be encouraged, saints of God, and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord by faith in Jesus' name. Be blessed. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Amen. And thank you for listening.
Amen.
And the Full Gospel House of Prayer family would like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.